1023, informative, local, dependable. Monday. And that means we're here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Welcome to Pep Talk on a Monday.
Well, thank you. You know, you made a good start. You got the opening music right. Monday.
All the victories. I'm taking all the victories right here. Our loyal listeners are going to have a little patience with me because I have done, as you know, I've done radio before, but it's all the tech and the buttons and the, so I'm working on that, but I've got PJ here helping me this morning and hopefully we'll get through it. But
well, you passed the first test, so you may be a keeper.
Getting the mic on?
Well, I'm finding the right music.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You know, as you know,
yes.
I'm usually in a hurry on my way here, and I didn't turn on the radio because I was making some phone calls, and I ran into the parking lot, and I saw this car, and I said, Maggie's in the house.
You may have to explain this.
There's about 18 Georgia flags.
Four.
Oh, sorry. It just seemed like more than
I know.
But they're big flags.
Yes, they are.
And I said, Maggie's in the house.
I'm in the house. It is football season for sure.
Yes. And did they win?
They did win.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
good.
Florida fans. I'm sure we have a few listening this morning.
Oh, yes, of course.
Georgia,
some friends of mine were in Jacksonville for the game and were a little disappointed. On the Florida side.
Correct. Then that's too bad.
You are supposed to be magnanimous in victory as well as in
not
defeat.
Not with Georgia, Florida. That is a rivalry game that goes way, way back. And believe me, I spent 13 years being on the losing side when Spurrier was there and all the Urban Meyer and also. Yeah. I'm really enjoying this little tiny stress that we have right now. So, all right, enough of that. Let's talk about Ballinger Publishing. Downtown Crowd just came out, and it looks fabulous. There is so much going on right now.
You're getting me straight to business, huh?
Yes, sir. We're not going to waste your time.
Yes, it just hot off the presses, and I think you made the remark before we came on air. Pity there isn't more happening in Pensacola.
Oh, my gosh. Just this past weekend was crazy.
So much.
Well, the cover's pretty cool because the cover has the blue trees, which is part of the Fufu Festival, which I think they were painting those this past week.
Yes, exactly.
Which is really neat. But you've covered, I mean, there are so many things in here that we can talk about. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's turn the pages. The first major thing we come to is the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project.
That's been in discussion for a number of years, correct?
Yes, and it's moving along. I drive past there on my way home and my way to the office, and so I see the progress, and it's really starting to look good. They can't be too far away.
Where is it exactly? If someone's listening, you'd say so often people say Bruce Beach, this beach. Where's Bruce Beach?
It is as you're coming east on Main Street. It is
past the Wahoo Stadium.
No, it's before the Wahoo Stadium.
Oh.
Nick's Boathouse.
Right.
And then...
Oh, I see. If you're coming east. Okay.
If you're coming east, yes, it's before you get to Nick's Boathouse and the stadium.
So that was that's been undeveloped for some time, land.
Yeah. And I'm especially happy about this because I believe that a good portion of the waterfront should be available to the public. I'm certainly not opposed to development of residential. Port Royal, for instance, is great. But we do need a good portion of it available for the general public to be able to access. And this, I think, I don't think, I know that this fulfills that.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things that they're bringing to the table as far as the redevelopment. I know in your article it talks about after 6 years of planning, that's a long time.
Well, the first thing you notice is that as you drive down Main Street, there's an area of, I don't know what word to describe it, but areas where it's like a large picnic area.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if that's the right.
A park? Kind of like a park?
Yeah, but it has like little islands, and I'm sure there's a good word for it. But it looks like that's the family gathering area.
Oh, nice. Like little gazebos, maybe?
That's probably a good description. Yeah. In fact, as a matter of fact, if you look on page 7 of Downtown Crowd, and you see the pictures, the bottom right-hand picture, you see there's actually a turtle on a rock.
Looks like a little play area for kids.
Play area, yeah,
nice.
Exactly.
Very nice.
And you see those, what I'm talking about in the background?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the right word for those? I'm sure if I read the article more closely, there is a word somewhere in there.
They look like little sitting areas.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're right. There's probably a name for that.
Yeah.
But it is going to be beautiful because that is such a beautiful location.
Yes. And it's, as I say, I think access to the waterfront is very, very important for all.
Now, if someone has not ever picked up an issue of Pensacola, I mean, I don't know how they could miss it, Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. Can you tell me some of the locations where they can find it? It's a free publication, right?
Yes, it's everywhere.
Okay. When you say, so a lot of the visitor centers I know carry them.
Oh, visitor centers, all of the restaurants downtown and stores, and all around over at Gulf Breeze.
Usually in a rack, right? You can see it as you walk in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's free, as you said.
Well, this is very current because this just came out November 1st, and we have so much happening in Pensacola right now. This past weekend was insane between the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, the Greek Festival. I mean, there was just so much happening, and it's not going to stop because we're in the middle of Foo Foo Fest.
Yeah. Did you go to the Blue Angels?
I did not. I was actually wandering around the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival.
Hmm.
And then I went and saw a show at Pensacola Little Theater. So
I was going to go, and then I read the reports about all of the traffic, the lines.
Mm.
And so I sat on my front porch.
Could you see it from there?
Yeah. My porch is a little over a mile from the front gate. So I could, obviously, I didn't get the same view that people actually on the base got, but at least I was able to see the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. And also, I wanted to go to the symphony on Saturday night.
I heard it was amazing.
So I was afraid I might be stuck in traffic and not get to it. Yeah, it was incredible.
I heard it was wonderful.
Yes.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger this morning with Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles and mortgage rates and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey. Get your GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg, and we have Malcolm Ballinger in the studio for Pep Talk this morning. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
So much happening in Pensacola, and your organization and all of your publications are always right on top of it. November 1st, we had downtown crowd came out, and if you haven't just joining us this morning, we've been talking a little bit about all the many activities coming up in this holiday season. We talked a little bit about the blue trees that have already been painted downtown as part of Fufu Fest. Tell us a little bit about one of your favorite things, I believe.
Well, I understand that you have the Fufu Fest people and the opera people coming in a little bit later. So
yes, they're going to be coming in about 10 o'clock.
So I won't steal their thunder too much, but I will be on Thursday evening at Carmen the Traveler.
I've been hearing so many good things about that.
I've seen a video of the rehearsals, and as you probably know, I'm very much a traditionalist. I like to do things, you know, the way that they were written. So it was a little trepidation. I said, well, I think I'll go. But then I watched the video, and so I'm getting excited now.
Well, it's one of my favorites.
I think they've done a great job with it.
Oh, it's one of my favorite operas.
Hmm.
So the music is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they're making a lot of changes with it to make it very interesting.
So I'm not going to spoil too much when I say that she dies at the end of the opera.
No, I think that's a given.
Well, it's a given, yeah.
I think that might be a given.
Yeah.
Well, Fufu Festival kicked off on October 31st, and if you have a copy of Downtown Crowd, they list everything that is happening with it, and there's just so many things. And one of the things, too, to touch on would be Winterfest also is coming up.
Kicks off on Wednesday.
Is that true? This Wednesday? I saw the trolleys this weekend.
Yeah. They always do a phenomenal job of bringing people downtown. Several years ago, I took my grandkids on the trolley ride, and they loved it, except Scrooge frightened them to death. But
oh, no. Well, they've started decorating downtown. I was driving around this weekend, and the Christmas trees are up, and they've got the lights up. I mean, it's looking very festive.
Yes, yes. Downtown, we've talked about this so many times, but downtown has truly become the cultural center of not only Pensacola, but I think the northwest of Florida, the Panhandle. We have so many great cultural events. And it really, it has really been an economic boon to the downtown, but of course to everybody. More commerce that comes into town, the better it is for everybody. And so, a lot of people that we should give credit for that. They have not just sat and said, "Well, you know, downtown's kind of dying, everybody's moving out. They work to bring people in and new businesses, and now you've seen the result for yourself. Just incredible.
Oh, it's thriving. It's beautiful. And 20 years ago, it was not. When I moved here, it was definitely not the vibrant Palafox Street that it is now.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I remember, I came 22 years ago, and I remember the boarded up stores and businesses that sort of survived for 6 months and then went out of business. It was just really a wasteland. Look at it now.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable. And so you have been a big part of that process, by the way.
No, I've kind of reported on it, and I've helped in respect that I've sort of praised those and tried to encourage.
I think being able to have your publications focus on the business climate, focus on Downtown Crowd, Pensacola Magazine, all the different things that you do, highlight all these things and keep people informed about what's happening, what's about to happen. And that's why I love your publications so much, because I always feel they're very current. They're not, you know, they're not like uninteresting. There's always something that you are highlighting. No, I mean, I'm very sincere when I say that.
I'll pass that along to the editorial staff.
Absolutely.
They love encouragement.
Absolutely.
We talked last week, by the way, about the special downtown edition of Business Climate, which there's a long, long laundry list of all of the commercial and residential projects downtown. Mm-hmm. And there is so much happening. So much happening. It came out, as I said, last week, and there is a copy right over there.
I've got it in my hotline hands here.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So you can see that the projects are just, again, particularly the commercial, and thank you for giving me a copy. The residential and commercial projects downtown are just incredible. I was just looking for an article. Yes, here it is. The Pensacola in Motion, City Initiatives to Improve Downtown Safety and Walkability, which I think is so important to the future of downtown. I don't think that we need to take cars out of downtown, but we need to find the right balance between walkability and safety. Those darn scooters. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist the chance to mention that.
News Radio 92.3. With that, we are going to take a little break here with Pep Talk. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900. WSRE PBS invites you to attend the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. This afternoon of inspiring song is happening at the Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon till 5 on Saturday, November 9th. Admission is free, and there'll be food trucks on site. Don't miss WSRE's Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration on Saturday.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk. I'm Meg, here with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. So we've got just a couple minutes left here. Malcolm, tell me a little bit more about business climate and what you've got featured in that. And also, we're looking today at downtown crowd.
Yes. I call your attention to page 12.
Page 12.
Page
okay.
12 of Downtown Crowd.
Gotcha. Foo Foo Fest.
Yes. And if you need to plan out your Foo Foo Fest, then there's a list and actually a little bit of information on all of the events that are happening.
So it looks like we've kicked it off with the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. What are some of the things coming up this week?
Well, there's a little piece there about the blue trees, which seem to have you fascinated.
I know. I just find, every time they do this, when they have the they had the umbrellas one year, they've had all these different things, but people were out painting this weekend, and I think that's the coolest thing.
Yes. Yes, it gives community involvement.
Absolutely.
I wish those umbrellas were still there.
They were neat, weren't they?
That were was incredible.
That was so great.
Just taking pictures with them, just a lot of fun, drew a lot of people downtown.
Well, that's the cover of this week's Downtown Crowd, are the blue trees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really appropriate for this week, for sure.
And, the 10th, which I believe is Sunday, is Jazz for Justice.
Really? What is that all about?
There they bring in usually a really excellent band from New Orleans. And I was just looking to see if it names the band this year. But last year's was really good.
And that they do that every year.
Yes, and it's at Seville Square. At Seville Quarter, and it changed from there to the Museum Plaza.
Oh,
you know, behind,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Stage there.
So, if people are interested in what's happening with Foo Foo Fest, all you have to do is pick up this week's issue of Downtown Crowd. We've been talking this morning with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Thanks for coming in, Malcolm.
Thank you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk.